Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Woohoo! What a privilege it is to read the Word of God to you and then to pray according to that Word. And hopefully that helps you and helps inform your own prayer life and the way that you communicate with the Lord. Today we're in chapter 9 of Proverbs in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. Wisdom has built her house. She has carved out her seven pillars. She has prepared her meat. She has mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her maidens. She cries from the highest places of the city. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. As for him who is void of understanding, she says to him, come, eat some of my bread. Drink some of the wine which I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and live. Walk in the way of understanding. One who corrects a mocker invites insult. One who reproves a wicked man invites abuse. Don't reprove a scoffer, lest he hate you. Reprove a wise person, and he will love you. Instruct a wise person, and he will still be wiser. Teach a righteous person, and he will increase learning. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. The knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For by me your days will be multiplied, the years of your life will be increased. If you are wise, you are wise for yourself. If you mock, you alone will bear it. The foolish woman is loud, undisciplined, and knows nothing. She sits at the door of her house on a seat in the high places of the city to call to those who pass by, who go straight on their ways. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. As for him who is void of understanding, she says to him, stolen water is sweet. Food eaten in secret is pleasant. But he doesn't know that the departed spirits are there, that her guests are in the depths of Sheol. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for wisdom. Thank you that she's built a house and she's got seven pillars and she's got meat and wine and a table and she's inviting us to that feast. We want to sit at that table. We want to feast on your wisdom, to desire it as much as we desire food when we're super, super hungry. Lord, that's how valuable it is. That's how valuable and important it is and how nurturing it is to our souls. And so, Lord, help us to value it, want it, chase it. Forgive us, Lord, for not. Forgive us for lackadaisically living our lives without wisdom and just kind of getting into that automatic mode without looking to you or asking you for help and asking you for strength. Lord, we want to eat of the bread of wisdom. We want to drink of the wine you've mixed. We need to learn your simple ways, and we want to walk in the way of understanding. And we also just thank you so much for this wisdom that comes in verse 7. One who corrects a mocker invites insult. One who reproves a wicked man invites abuse. I've had that happen to me, and I'm still reeling from it, Lord. And I just ask again, would you set me free from the pain of that interaction that I'm still remembering? I had a conversation once, and it was several years ago, that is still hanging over my head. And it was an embodiment of this particular scripture. I reproved a scoffer, and it says, lest he hate you, and the person hated me back. I tried to reprove, and it just didn't go well. So it depends. And it's interesting because there's times, Lord, when there are some wise people out there, there's some people who welcome that kind of gentle rebuke. And Lord, we can be super obnoxious about it, and that's not helpful. Or we can be really repentant and sweet, and that can be really helpful. And I think about my own friends who have dared to talk to me about my own wayward ways. I remember one friend coming to me and talking to me so gently and so sweetly about how I had been living and believing some lies about myself for so long that I needed to retrain my mind to believe the truth about myself and who I was in Jesus Christ. And she said, I want you to start writing down those lies, and I want you to write down scripture that combats those lies. And scripture was the way that I learned how to reframe who I am in Jesus Christ and find the freedom and joy that I have today. That was a gentle rebuke, and hopefully that means that I was a person of understanding and I received it. But sometimes, Lord, there's people who we say something to, and they're foolish, and they just hate us back. And so, Lord, for anybody that's listening that has that, and maybe I'm the only one because maybe I just dwell on it too much, but I pray you'd set them free today. I pray that you would help them to know they did what they could and to leave the results in your beautiful hands. Because, Lord, ultimately, we cannot force reconciliation. We can only repent of what we've done. And so, Lord, give us freedom. Give that person freedom today who's had that interaction where someone's hated them back. And just set them free today to know that they're loved by you and that you see everything and we can trust you. I pray all of this in the beautiful, powerful, amazing, awesome name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. And I just pray that this podcast is helpful to you and a part of your day that makes you smile and finds wisdom and all of that. So thank you again for being a joyful listener of this podcast.